Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Isrin. Rabbi Yehuda says clearly it's Osir. So Lechura, what's the sword? Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that this is not a good Eitzah? You can't take off Truma some Isris and say the two Lugim and this last two Lugim should be Truma, because he holds Ein Breira. So true, maybe two Lugim is Meisah there, is Truma, but I don't know where it is. So you have to be afraid, any wine you drink on Shabbos, maybe you're drinking part of those two Lugim that becomes Meisah. So Lechura, you see clearly Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira. So Gemara says, no, Alma Ein Breira. You see here, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, he doesn't know from Breira. That's why you're not allowed to drink this wine. So Gemara says, no, maybe from here it's no Raya. Mimai, who says that's Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda here? Duma, maybe the Pshat is like this. Shani Hossam Kirtani Taima, like the Rabbanan answered back. That Omrulele Rameya, the Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda answered back to Rameya, said like this. Iyato Moida, Shema Yeboka Hanoid. Like, why aren't you afraid that maybe on Shabbos, you can start drinking this wine, but maybe after you drink your wine, the barrel is going to break. You know what's going to happen with all the wine? It'll fall on the floor. Shem yibokah hanoid. V'nim sa shoyset tfolol amafreya. It comes out that when you drank the wine now, it was tevel, because there was no hafroshes, truma sam isris. In other words, really what you have now is you have one barrel full of wine. And there's Truma Samaisis in here. Now, you say now that I want tomorrow, I'm going to take off the two Lugim, what I take off tomorrow, that should be Truma. So if Lamaisis comes tomorrow and you take off tomorrow the two Lugim, true. Those two Lugim you take off tomorrow is the Truma. So if you drank today, you were allowed to drink. But what's going to be if the whole barrel breaks? Now comes tomorrow, there's no more wine to take off the Truma. So you never made your fresh Truma. So it comes out that the wine you drank yesterday was mamish tevel. It's only going to be mesukin if tomorrow you taka fix it. You taka have the two lugim of wine left over, and you make the maisa frosha. Tomorrow you'll pour off, or you'll have the last two lugim and say, this is the truma. So then taka tchal truma. But on the side of the whole barrel breaks, there's no maisa frosha altogether. There was never truma taken off. So then for sure it comes out from Afreya, you're drinking stam a tevel. So maybe that's Rabbi Yehuda's svara. Avada, maybe Rabbi Yehuda does hold from Breira. But Breira only helps if you do choose tomorrow, it would help. But Rabbi Yehuda answers back, who says you get a chance to choose? Maybe before you take off the truma tomorrow, the whole barrel will break. Maybe that was Rabbi Yehuda's svara. The Yom Lehem, and Rabbi Meir answers back, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, lika sheyiboka. In other words, he says, I'm not afraid it's going to break. Most of the time, people watch the barrels of wine very carefully. They don't stop throwing it around like it doesn't break so often. I'm not afraid to break. I'll never mind for sure the barrel of wine will still be here tomorrow, and I say that tomorrow I'll take off the truma samaisus and echanami. You have a right to be tzemich and brave to say that since tomorrow you're going to separate the wine, and that will be chal truma, and that's the truma. So what you drank today, it was mutter, it was only chulin. Your main answer is back, I'm not afraid maybe the barrel will break. The yesh of the muscle and the shamer. Like most of the times you give it over to shame, you should watch the barrel of wine. It doesn't happen to break so often. Therefore, if Yehuda Shita, Remeya Shita is, he's not afraid it will break. But it's possible to say that Yehuda maybe holds from yesh breira, really. Just over here by the wine, he says, don't drink the wine, because of anuch shash. We're afraid maybe the barrel will break. So the Gemara says, Elo, I'll bring you another raya, where I have proof that Yehuda does not hold from Breira. Midiktoni Ayo, from what learns from Ayo, the Toni Ayo, Ayo said the name of Atana, Ayo said like this, that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ayo said over the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Einodo Masna Shnei Devarim Kiechot. A person wants to make an Eruvei Tchumim in order to walk outside the Tchum on Shabbos, he puts down before Shabbos the Erev, he can't make it tonight on two different things. Ella, you have to say like this, if the Chacham comes to the east side, Eruv on the Mizrach, my error should be to the east side. Lamaru, if the Chacham comes on Shabbat to give the drush on the west side, and I want to walk more than a payamam away from my house to the west, Eruv on the Maruf, my error should be to the Maruf. Avo lakan o lakan loy, but you can't make the Eruv to both sides and say, like, I'm putting an Eruv down on the east side, I'm putting an Eruv down on the west side, and I want to have my choice tomorrow to choose whichever one of the two I want. That you can't do. Like Rashi says, Einodo mas nashnei devarim, lahaniyah shnei eruvin. you can't put down two different Eruv Chatzeres. Echod LeMizrach, you put one 2,000 amos away from your house on the east side. The Echod LeMarav, you put down one on the west side. Shema, in Yevayish Nechachamim, let's say maybe tomorrow there'll be two different Dashonim. Two different Chachamim will come to the city. Echod LeMizrach, Echod LeMarav. For Leiman, you know what you'll say? Leizemem Sheer Tzelech LeMacher. Because I want to first choose tomorrow. There'll be a gewaltige darshan coming to that side, a tremendous darshan on this side. I don't know yet which one I want to go to. Let me find out tonight which one I want to go to. So in the meantime, I'm going to put down two different eruvs, and I say right now, tomorrow I want to choose which eruv I want. Because both to be chal can't be. So your side of eruv tchum is, wherever your eruv is, that's where you're living. So you have to be the ben hashmoshes. You're going to be one. You can't be both east and west. You only can be in one place. So only one can be chal. You can't put down two. I'm going to have to choose tomorrow which one of the two you want. That you can't do. So Rashi says, "Kniyas erev ben hashmoshesi," because the erev has to be chal at the beginning of Shabbos. Now, when you make your mind up tomorrow to say which side you want, we don't hold that you could choose tomorrow. Loima to say, Huvrar, it explains to us now, to say that since tomorrow you choose, this is the side you want, we say that was the side you always wanted. That's totally in Brera, but we don't say that. Ela, you can only make a tnaya chochem echad. If you only know for sure one chochem is coming tomorrow, and you don't know for sure which side is he coming, is he coming to the east or coming to the west? Then the locher is you can put down two eruvs, one on the east and one on the west, and just say, like, whichever side the chochem comes, that's what I want the eruv to be chal. That's what I have said over the name of Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara asks, what's the difference though? So the Gemara Vavina Bo, the Gemara asks the question now, Mai shino lakan lakan deloy, the Ein Brera, why do you say in the first case? If he knows for sure tomorrow there are going to be two different chachamim coming to the city, one's going to come on the east side, one's going to come on the west side. So now on Friday he wants to put down two different eruvs, one on the east, one on the west, and he wants to make a choice, he'll choose tomorrow which one, that's no good. Why is that no good? Because you say Ein Brera. So Bazoi, LeMizrach LeMarav Nami Evrera. Even if you're in doubt, you know there's only one Chacham coming tomorrow to the city. But you don't know if he's going to come to the east side of the city, or he's going to come to the west side of the city. So it's also totally Evrera. Like right now, Ben Ashmoshes, you have one Erev on the east side, and one Erev on the west side. Now right now, Ben Ashmoshes, you don't know to which side the Chacham is coming. So right now, we don't know where the Erev is going to be Chal. First tomorrow when the Chacham comes, that's when you're going to know. So here, it should also not be Chal, because the old ain't Brera. Like, what's the difference? The Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan wants to explain that Yehuda Shita was like this. Kishekfar bo Chacham. That we're talking about the Chacham already came. In other words, Ben Hashmoshes, at the time when the Erev is supposed to be Chal, really the Chacham already entered the city. The only question is, you're in doubt, you don't know which side did he come. Did he come? You're at your house in the middle. You don't know if he'll give the drosha 3,000 amas this way or 3,000 amas this way. So right now you put down two eruvs and you say right now or tonight, whichever side the chacham already came right now, that's the one I want to be chal. So that's not totally in Brera, because right now it's chal. Like right now it's known already that the chacham came to one of the two sides. It's only you don't know which side he came. That's not called you're going to choose tomorrow. Just consider it was chosen right now by Neshmashas. Because really the Chacham did come to one of the two sides. Just you don't know. That's not a concern. So even though you don't know, but since like Hashem, everybody else knows, so the side that the Chacham is there, that's the side the Erev is going to be Chal. Mashenkin, if it's sad that two Chacham are coming tomorrow, and you don't know yet which one you want to go to, you still want to wait till tomorrow to choose, then we say, right now, Ben Hashmoshes, nobody knows which one's going to be Chal. Your LMI, you're going to choose tomorrow. Who says you're choosing tomorrow helps for today? That's a Yudishit, the old Ein Brera. You can't choose tomorrow which side you want to go to. It's only good if right now, Ben Hashmoshes, the Chacham already entered one of the two sides. It's only a concern you don't know which side he came. But whichever side he did come, it's the Erev is here right now to be Chal on that side. So you see clearly of Yehuda Shittur is Ein Brera. This is the right of Yehuda Olds Ein Brera. Erechnam, you're right, Erechnam. You're right. The chura, just by saying tuchom, it means to say this case. You have to say we don't know. You're right. Chura, it's the same thing. Didn't have to say really tuchachom. Just wants to explain that the case in a better way of explaining it. That tuchachom for sure. Then, like, really want your shoes right now. Elamai, right now you don't want to choose. You don't know yourself which one you want to be chal. You 100% want to wait till tomorrow to choose. That's called greira, and if you know, it's ain't greira. But you're right. It could have been the case with one also. So what it says now? The hashda de aminan. The Rabbi Yehuda ain't greira. Now that with Rabbi Yehuda, she there is the old ain't greira. So that's why he says by the shayfaris, by the pushkins, the boxes in the Beis Hamikdash, they did not have a special box for the kinei chayvim, because we're afraid people put their money in there, and we're afraid one of the people will know for sure will die, and then his money, which was the money set aside for chatis, has to be lemisazla. So all the money can't be used. You're going to ruin all the money. But stam the fact that you have different pushkins and we're afraid to get mixed up one or the other, that we're not afraid. Like we see, we have 13 different shofaros there, 13 different boxes. On each one it was written what you use it for. To see if you hold, we're not afraid you'll be mishani, you'll mix one with the other. As long as you write on it what you're using it for, we're not afraid one box will get mixed up with another one. Now the kasha back is, Yom HaKippurim Nami, never trade. So now back to the original kasha now. According to Yehuda Shita, why do we say when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur had to work with the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer, and he had to leave them, put them down in the heichal on a stand? Why weren't there two separate stands? Are you afraid you get mixed up? No. Well, right, this is the stand for the dam of par, this is the stand for the dam of soyer, and we're not afraid to get mixed up. So why in Yom Kippur weren't there two different stands? Why does Yehuda hold there's only one stand? And for the Gemara, Mishum Chushu the Kohen Gadol, Lav Adaita, Atayah Yom Kippur, since the Kohen Gadol's fasting is very weak, there we're afraid to get mixed up. On Yom Kippur, it's not going to help you write down, this is the one for the Dam HaSoyer, this is the one for the Dam HaPar. Since today he's so weak, he may still forget. Throughout the whole year, when people are healthy, they're eating, then we're not afraid the money from the Shofar, this money, will get mixed up with the other money. No, it's written on the Pushka boxes, this is the money for the Kinei Olam, this is for the other, for the Shkolim, we're not afraid to get mixed up. But on Yom Kippur, though, since the Kohen Gadol is weak, now we're afraid maybe he'll mistaken what it says on them, and that's why we don't have two, we only have one. The Rosh is Lava Daitoy, Leunibiksiva. Since they'll be so tired and weak in Yom Kippur, he won't even be able to read it, like, he won't be able to mind in the Ksiva, and maybe he'll make a mistake. So that's a Yehuda Shita to say, we have two, we only have one Khan to make sure he doesn't make a mistake. Madima Temhochi, Beloit Siva Nami. I have a better reason not to make a mistake, even if you don't write down. But Stam, we know, one is the blood of the par, and one is the blood of a series of a small goat. Now we know there's much more blood that comes out of a big ox than comes out of a small goat. So Stam was like, how can you make a mistake in the two kelim? One kelim is full, has a gallon of blood, and one has a pint of blood. So how can it make the difference? So all you have to say is, on Yom Kippur, since he's so weak, we're afraid even here also will make a mistake. Maybe no, maybe even though the ox has a lot of blood, but maybe the chetchila you only mekabel a certain amount of blood. You weren't mekabel all the whole gallon of blood from the par. Maybe mekabel you only mekabel a pint from each one. Mor says no. The Yom Rav Yehuda, we learned before, Rav Yehuda said, Ha sheichet, when you shech the korban, sorech shekabel as kol doma shapar. The chetchila the mitzvah is to receive all the blood of the par. Shenema the pasuk says, like all the blood of the par has to be spilled on the mizbeach. So the chetchila you have to be mekabel all the dam. So there's posh of the kasha then. What do you mean the Kohen Gadol will mistaken? Which is the dam par? Which is the dam soyer? How could you make a mistake? The kli that has the dam par has a gallon of blood in it, and the one that has the dam serizim has a pint. Elamah, you have to say, Mishum Chusha, the Kohen Gadol, because since he's weak on Yom Kippur, even for that also we're afraid. Vechi Taima, Dilma Mishtapich Minei, ah, let's be afraid, maybe you'll spill out though. True, at the beginning, you received the gallon of blood of the power, but maybe later on it'll spill out that now you'll only have an equal amount of blood. And the Gemara, another Zach, Ha'achivor V'ha'sumak, one is whiter, and one is darker, one is redder. So also, how can you make a mistake? Drashi dama par sumik. The blood of an ox is mamish red. Because the Armina bidach firkin. She doimel dama parim. Mashenka, the Dhamma, the Sirizim, that's very a little bit wider. It's not so black and not so red. So anyway, how do you make a mistake? You could see. Ella, what do you have to answer? We're afraid Mishum Chulshin the Kohen Gadol Avadatoi. Since the Kohen Gadol's fasting today is very weak, he can't even look to see that one is redder than the other blood. His Hochinami Mishum Chulshin the Kohen Gadol Avadatoi. Here also, you can't have two different stands and right on the stand, this is for the blood of the Dhamma Soyim, this is the Dhamma the Par, because we're afraid today, since today he's so weak, we're afraid he won't be able to read it and he'll still make a mistake. For who did not, as the person went down, came with the Rava. Omer, he said, Yotzev Anichoy Alkan Shein Shevechel. They put down, that somebody went down in front of the Rava and said, that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, to put down the blood, Alkan Shein Shevechel, on the second stand in the Hechel. Now, Noto Dama Par, he picked up the Dama Par, Zaniach Dama Sor, he put down the Dama Sor. Omelay, it's a stir what you're saying. Chodek Rabbonim, Chodek Yehuda, Amonashach. You started off to say there were two different stands in the Hechel. So when you came out, first you put down the second one, and then you went to pick up the first one. And then you said, like a Yehuda sheet, to know there was only one stand. So when you came out with the Dhamma Parm, first you have to pick up the Dhamma Sawyer, and then you put down the Dhamma Parm. So that's like a Yehuda. So make up your mind, were there two stands there, or was there only one stand there? Eimai, Marin Chnami, Heniach Dhamma Sawyer, but not the Dhamma Parm. Not that he looked like a Yehuda Shita. Not that there are two different kanim. There was only one kan, one stand there. At that time, he put down the dam of the soyer, and then he took the dam apart. All right, stop here.
Yeah, we're holding daf nun vav and mabez. You're holding. Baram two dots. Yes, Mishnah says what? V'hizim imenu ala proiches, kineged oren mibachutz. He says after they finished doing the avoid in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then he went outside into the Hechel, and in the Hechel also he had to make the hazois with the dam par, and then with the dam soyu. So it's on the Rabbonim. Under the Brayis, the Pasuk says, v'chein yase liyoyo moyit. You do the same thing in the Yoyim Moed and the Heichol, you do the same thing that it did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Not Talmud Loim, but what does it teach us? Kishem Shemaz Lufnai Lufnim. The same way we just got finished making the Hazois, they sprinkled the dam in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kach Mazah Beheichol. The same halacha, now you have to take the dam of the par and the dam of the soyer and make the Hazois, sprinkle the dam now, standing in the Heichol, he's facing towards the priests. So the more my lefnai lefnim, achas lamalo v'sheva lamato, just like in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the avoid was one upwards and seven downwards, midam hapar. The first they did the dam hapar. They took the dam and he put his finger into the dam and he sprinkled the finger upwards once and then seven times downwards. Is kach maza b'hechom. The same thing the Kohen Gadol has to do on Yom Kippur in the hechom with the dam of the par. That it makes one hazor upwards and seven hazors downwards. Ukishem, in the same way, shalifnai lefnim, achas lemalo v'shevu lemato, midam hasoyer, the same way he also did the dam hasoyer, one upwards and seven downwards, is kach mazeh b'hechol. The same halach he did now in the hechol, he took the dam of the soyer, and he made the hazois, one upwards and seven downwards. The same thing. Then the Pasuk says that, ha'sheichin itam b'teich tumosim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah is with us, v'teich tumosom, mash even though we're betumah. So Gemara dashes that afilu b'shas, shein tumeim, even when Klal Yisrael is tumeh, Pashtun means that even after the Churban Habayis, b'shas with tumeh, is Shekhinah imohim. Still the Shekhinah is with us. As the Shekhinah always stays with us. Yes, that's the dash to Joshua's b'seich. Tumosom means that even though when they're tumeh, Klal Yisrael is tumeh, still the Shekhinah is with us. Like we'll soon see. So a certain Tzaduki spoke to Rabbi Chanina and told him,